It took my heart, shattered in a thousand pieces before I ever drop my pride.
Yes. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Studio W Sports Page. I'm your host, your man Mill, riding shotgun with me as always, my man Kevin Harris. To my left, to my right, I got Mr. Romar Smith, and you know WB producing back there. He's on vocal rest right now. I'm gonna try to get him back. I'm trying to get the big dog back in the house. You know, guys, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
Man, it's been a lot to digest on from this past week alone. Look, I wanted to get a conference call the other night, man, but we couldn't make it happen.
Oh, yeah, but we're going to have a conference this morning, man. And before we get down to the nitty-gritty, yo, once again, Kevin, yo, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Also want to wish another happy birthday to my dad, who also had a birthday earlier this month of March. And this past week, my other co-host to my right, Mr. Romar Smith.
Romar!
Also had a birthday this week, man.
Thank you, brother.
So, to my guys, y'all March babies, man, happy birthday to all of you. Romar, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I'm here. So, I'm happy.
Oh, so what'd you do for your birthday?
I didn't really do too much. Went to school, passed the test, went out to eat. Nothing special, but you know, my man's one of my oldest friends in the world. Told me, like, well, my brother, he in town, came down, so we gonna get up today and probably go somewhere and watch some of this March Madness.
Oh, and that was some madness. That was some madness. Okay, Kevin.
Yeah, man.
How you doing, brother?
I've been doing all right.
What you got going on this week?
Man, I haven't done much anything. I was at Plaza Azteca last Saturday, and it was pretty good, man. It was like, it was pretty nice, man. It was like, you know, I had a little, rice with chicken and shrimp. With some wings and one of my favorite drinks, strawberry daiquiri. But sometimes that one drink, man, can put you out.
Yes.
I know it's sad, but true. But I'm a lightweight, man. I ain't no shame in saying that. But outside of that, man, it's been, I was chilling basically Sunday, you know, watched, some of the conference championships and the selection show. And of course, I watched March Madness with a lot of us, man. I can pretty much say I don't think anybody has a good bracket at this point. So everybody's got busted.
Oh, yes. I'll put a post out there. As of last night, there are no 100% brackets left out of 20 million.
Now,
every bracket has been busted. I took the Tar Heel approach. I said I Tar Heeled.
I think that was the smartest move, actually.
I said, look, I look at the records of all the teams. There was like, all right, number one, Alabama. I took into consideration Alabama, who's a football powerhouse, also got the number one basketball team in the country. Something's going on here. Something's not right. This is not going to be your average, you know, this is not going to be a basketball season that we're used to. We're going to see some crazy stuff going on. Just off of that alone. You know, Alabama. Just think about that. Clemson tied football and basketball?
Well, I would like to say one thing to correct you. The Houston team is the overall number one seed in the tournament.
Yeah, but
Alabama is one of the one seeds. They had the number one team in
there.
They didn't finish number one.
Yeah, but I'm saying they had a number one ranking.
Yeah, they got, but you know they got.
They're not
a super freshman.
They're the opposite of North Carolina. North Carolina started off as number one. We thought they was going to be beasts, but they turned out to be
a fraud. Basically,
yeah.
I think he mishandled his bench.
He mentioned a whole lot of stuff. How you go from one to done? Not one and done, but you went from 1-2 done. Oh, no. You know, Hubert Davis got some explaining to do. There's no way you can have a fall off like that and still have the locker room. I just don't see that, but that's not either here or there. But that's why I say I took the Tar Heel approach. I mean, when the players don't even want to play for you in an NIT tournament.
No, that I wouldn't say that. They just went at, he gave them the choice.
And they didn't want to play?
Yeah, they chose not to play in the NIT because they knew that there was a better team than that.
Nah.
Well, something tells you that his job's gonna have to be looked into for that. That alone?
Yeah, something ain't right. Some ain't right.
The math ain't mathing somewhere. I'm sorry.
So that was a player's decision?
Yeah. He left it up to the... I mean, the parents, from what I see and what I have seen, that they backed him.
Yeah. I just can't say that. Nah, I don't ever see a basketball team not want to play in a basketball tournament.
I thought it was the coach's decision.
The players did not want to play.
He ain't want to play, but
yikes. Well, he might have a problem. The coach.
Yes, exactly. That's a problem.
Why? Because he gave the decision to them to make.
It doesn't matter if it was their decision or his decision. The fact that they could play in a basketball tournament and they chose not to play.
It wouldn't be the first time that you've seen a team do it, though. It's just
Carolina. Yeah, but this is North Carolina, the Tar Heels, a basketball town, a college basketball town. So what?
He just wants to move on quick.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Since we on the subject of college basketball, I made a post a couple weeks ago before everything started about the NCAA tournament. When I knew March Madness was going on, I said I had VCU going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, well, somebody getting raked through the coals on this one.
Oh, it worked out. It worked out perfectly for me because remember, I Tar Heeled this bracket challenge.
If I remember correctly now, you picked Virginia to go a little bit further than they went. Good Lord, Virginia went out with the first game. Yeah, they went.
Yep,
Virginia ranked number 4.
The same day 5 years ago. Wow. History repeated itself.
Yeah, like the curse continues on that date. I mean, how often do you see that? Like, the same day, 5 years apart, where, like, in the first round, you get knocked out.
And the fashion that you did.
And
I think
they lost to, a 13 seed, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Furman.
But the way they lost was unacceptable.
A fifth-year senior, number one.
All-time assist leader in Virginia history.
Turns the ball over in the final seconds.
No, that wasn't a turnover. He just made a very, I don't know, that was just a stupid decision. I don't think he was thinking. That was like a Chris Webber type.
Well, I mean, no.
At least he had a timeout.
No, he had a timeout in his pocket he should have used.
He had another player on the other side of the court.
Yeah, he just blatantly threw it away for no reason.
He turned the ball over.
Yeah, it was like he threw the ball in the air like that. Just right. Won the game.
Yeah. Yeah. That was sad.
I mean, like, you couldn't ask for a worse ending than that.
Right.
It's something about Virginia. They got some of the worst luck.
Remember the next year they would beat themselves and win it all the next year.
Yeah, but then
so that's something to be excited about. They know there's a strong chance they'll come back and win it all, especially since I don't think this guy has any more eligibility.
Who?
I mean, this guy got to be like 25, 26, and you still playing college ball. I mean, sorry, bro, it's time to give it up.
Yeah. You gotta go.
If you're playing college basketball for 5 years at this day and age, nah, it's time to let it go.
I mean, most people are done after one.
It's called the poor dude.
Yeah, yes, and you're just yes, it's all, it should be also called the prolonged, because you're just prolonging the inevitable.
But that you ain't getting no better.
Exactly. This is your peak right here. it's time to start looking at assistant coaching.
Oh man.
Because the chances are you're not going to get in much exposure to anywhere beyond this.
So is Purdue coach dead?
I don't know, because I think they're kind of used to him.
Well, if you think about it this way, here's another stat to keep in mind too. For the third straight year, and I posted this last night, they have been sent home after the first round, after they've been ranked the high seed. Three straight years by a double-digit seed. So, the first was North Texas, then it was St. Peter's, and now Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, man.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, man, that was a good game. But you know how FDU won that game? When the whistle blew from the start, because it was full-court press on them the whole night.
Oh, so they warmed down.
So, wait a minute. So, WB. Are you saying what I'm thinking? Where you're going? You said full court press, right?
That's right.
Which school also does this very successfully? Think about it. Mill and I've been talking about this. We've been going back and forth on this topic all week long.
I heard Shaka got them people at Marquette doing the same thing, but I know y'all talking about
them. Well, I'm going to tell you, I can't think of who does that consistently, but I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
When that whistle blew, when it started the game, it was on them. And you talk about FDU, the shortest team in the whole, out of all of them.
Yes.
I
think they might have a formula there. They might have a little
speed.
Speed, that's right.
Speed, and you know what I'm saying? Speed does kill, right?
That's right.
So you got the tallest team in the country versus the smallest team in the country.
Right.
So on paper, you would have thought it'd been like a John Marshall type blowout, like 30, 40, 50 points. You would have thought, and that's how we usually think about a 1 versus 16. But nowadays, it's like UNBC has given people hope. From 5 years ago, they say, hey, okay, let's see which high seed is going to knock off a top seed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the main reason why March Madness is so popular, because, oh my goodness, the sports betting is off the chain. We just got into the first weekend and no bracket every single bracket has been busted already by last night. Thanks to, you know, Princeton, you also got to count that in too. They were 15 seed and they knock off Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that also. So again, I always say the power of three has reared its ugly head again. First was Furman, which was a 13 seed. Then Princeton was a 15 seed. Fairleigh Dickinson, the 16 seed. All three have advanced to the next round.
Yep, absolutely. Sure.
Think about that too. And also, here's another one. Two out of the three upsets occurred watching on TNT. Ooh.
Oh, y'all need to get that deal.
Exactly.
I see Fairleigh Dickinson, because I'm looking at the highlights right now as we're talking. I mean, they got a guy 7'4", and he can't get.
Now it's funny, Mill. I'm glad you said this.
He can't get nothing off.
But you know, it's funny because not funny, but ironically, you said this because in the last 12 minutes, the best player in the country, Zach Edey, had one shot.
And what makes him the best player in the country? He's 7'4". Oh, he's standing right under the basket. I tell you what, without him, FDU might have, that large margin would have been much, much, much bigger. I mean, you can't stop the cat.
It's possible. I mean, you could make an argument with that.
Right. You take him away, it's over.
Oh, yes.
It would have been over before halftime. But I'm telling you, FDU, boy, they had a game plan. And I tell you what, I'm wondering right now, how far are they going to go? With the strategy that they, the way they play, I mean, it's like, hey, 40 minutes, we going to run your butt for 40 minutes. And let's see who's standing when the thing
now,
is over.
Now, here's another question for you, WB.
When the clock strikes 12, who going to be standing?
Now, do you think... I don't know. Now, do you think... Now, remember when... Now, keep in mind, they had to go from the play-in to the first round.
Right.
Okay. Remember, VCU was the first team that was started as an 11 seed. They started from the play-in and went all the way to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this is a long shot, but if they played the same way they played last night,
yep,
could you possibly see, and this has never happened in tournament history, a 16 seed making it at least past the Sweet Six, at least to the Sweet 16?
Right.
Can you see that happening?
I sure can. I was thinking the same thing last night.
Mm-hmm.
With their style of play,
mm-hmm,
you better be ready. And those boys are hungry, and they said, look, and they believe they can win. That's the whole idea.
Well, I would love to see who they go play in the next round.
I think it's Florida Atlantic, which was a 9 seed.
I see that they knocked off Memphis.
Yep.
Who was that?
By 1 point.
Oh, I saw that. Oh my goodness!
So yeah,
what Duke?
Yeah.
Duke and Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's today.
Yeah. Yeah, Memphis had no business losing that game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Matter of fact, well, you think about it too. All right. Memphis was an 8 seed.
Yep. Florida Atlantic was a 9 seed.
Was a 9 seed. So yep, that's not too far removed there, you know, if you think about it.
No.
Now see.
Rocky-wise, talent-wise, but I will say, I don't know, but this coach, they got to do. He done had a good year. I don't like Duke. But he got something going, man.
But one thing I do know is about March Madness. You never, no matter what seed you are, you never hear about a losing team crying about a rule change. We're gonna have more on that later.
We're gonna keep
this in college basketball. And so who you guys got going so far?
Well, at this point, it doesn't matter because my bracket was busted and I didn't even play. I had to rip mine up and just toss. I had to toss in the trash.
Well, I hear that Marquette got a good chance. They got a good squad. I ain't know they was coached by Shaka Smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would be. I honestly believe.
Two seed.
Well, hold on. How long Shaka been at Marquette?
Just a couple of years.
Okay. Well, when he left VCU, where did he go?
Texas. He went to Texas.
That's okay.
And he had them play good. Something happened.
And now he's at Marquette.
Marquette offered him more money.
Well, and not only that, that's where Rich, he's originally from that area anyway, if you think about it. So he's in his own backyard.
Mm. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, so.
Now what seed is Marquette?
2.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't think I've seen them play this year.
This will be the year that we might see a mid-major win it all.
Hmm.
This would be a year. Cause you look, I mean, look at all the teams' records.
Mm-hmm.
All of them dropped a few.
Yep.
There was no
clear cut.
No one loss, two loss teams in the tournament. Everybody got like 3 or 4 losses. Five, six losses.
Five, maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a lot of them. Hold on.
Houston had, how many games did they lose? I don't think they lost but 3. Houston, I don't think.
Yeah. Houston, they got like 3 or 4 losses, but they still had some, those losses still coming into question too.
Yeah, and because I think Texas, I mean, no, Alabama, I don't think Alabama lost but 4, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm just going from memory here.
Yeah, me too. So the thing is, my point is, they've all dropped a couple.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that's not saying they go into a 64 round of 64. Mm-hmm. They can't drop another because they don't know who they're facing against.
Right.
But something's gotta be. The thing about,
I love the upsets in March Madness, though.
And you know why?
It makes it so fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It shows you how well these coaches coach. Because just like what FDU did.
Uh huh.
They put the press on them.
Oh yeah.
Why out of all these years have these coaches not teach their kids how to beat a full court press?
You don't see it often, do you?
You know, but you practice it every day.
I mean, there is film out somewhere, right?
Yeah, there's film out there. I mean, I learned how to beat a press playing rec ball.
Yeah. Well, you know what I call it? I call it
these kids don't know how to do it in high school and college, and it's pathetic.
I got a new name for it. Call it cockroach defense. Yeah, they like roaches, boy. They disrupt everything.
No, Dad. This is how stupid they are.
What's that?
This, you know why they practice it every day? Because every coach, every basketball team for four practice practices the three man weave.
Well,
every last one.
They don't implement it.
Practice it before every game, for everything.
Yeah. Well, think about it.
And you can't do it in the game.
They don't do it in the game.
Why? It's the question.
Yeah, that is a great question.
I mean, we've been trying.
You know what? That is a great question.
He's been trying to figure this out for a while now.
Right.
Yeah. Oh man. Uh-oh.
But somebody please tell me, am I lying?
No, you're right.
And somebody please check me.
Oh my god. And something else. Then they cold as ice and they relying on the three pointer.
But see, the crazy thing is, if you know a team pressing, why run to the corner? That's easy. That's what they did. The boy from Virginia did on the inbound. Get the ball, go right into a corner.
And that's the worst place to be.
Exactly.
That's the worst place to be.
At least try to get a running start and just try to get up the middle of the court on the inbound.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
That's all you need to do. You get it in the middle of the court with a running start on it.
Had the game won.
Yeah, I mean, but you're also up by 12 at one point. How the hell are you going to blow that?
Because Tony Bennett runs a slow-paced offense.
Well, you going to lose.
Well, it won him a national championship with that same offense.
Well, guess what? How did it work out this last time?
Hey, oops. Hey, they did better than North Carolina.
by one game.
That's a shame.
By one game, if that.
That was a shame. But you know, I was, even before going into the tournament, I was a little nervous about North Carolina anyway. I said, they look shaky. They look real shaky.
I knew they wasn't going to make it when I found out they had to play Duke to get in.
Oh.
Speaking of which, I knew that. See, if people
didn't he lose to Duke in North Carolina?
Yeah, they did.
The year before, UNC beat Duke in Mike Krzyzewski's last game.
Ooh.
Oh, so I knew in my heart of hearts, don't get me wrong. If you want me to pick between Duke and North Carolina, I'm always going to pick North Carolina. But I knew this year coming around, I mean, Duke is.
Yeah, but those few times I saw North Carolina play, I mean, I saw him play about three or four times this year,
uh-huh.
And they didn't look good to me at all anyway.
It doesn't matter. When these two, this rivalry hits different.
Well, I know that's a whole different.
I mean, just like Red Sox versus Yankees.
But this last game, though. No. North Carolina.
There was no way North Carolina was going to win that basketball game.
Well, and they didn't.
There was no way, there was no way in God's green earth that Duke was going to allow North Carolina to get into that tournament. When they knew that was on the line, oh, they came in with all black Air Force Ones on. They wasn't there with bad intentions. Well, they was not.
Yeah.
If they was going to beat, if North Carolina was going to beat them, they was going to beat them injured.
Well, actually, Virginia was the one that eliminated North Carolina. So, in like, in the ACC tournament. But even then, Virginia looked kind of shaky even before all of this. Because the last few games, if you notice, WB, they've been letting bottom feeders beating them, like Boston College and like Louisville gave them a scare at one point.
Right.
You see these, you gotta be careful at towards the end of a season. And if you play like lackadaisical, it's gonna catch up with you every single time. And we should have known it was gonna come back to bite them. Like in the end. And I'm thinking like several people I've talked to at work, they picked Furman, you know, over UVA. And UVA was suspect from the beginning. Cause, you know, people been talking about, say, you know, when they asked the panel, which one do you see as an upset? And several people said Furman. And guess, look what happened with that.
Hey.
No, more of the story, ladies and gentlemen, kids. If you've been playing basketball for the same school, if you've been playing 6 years of college basketball, and you can't even get in the G League. It's time to reevaluate some things. You got to make sure you get that degree.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Were you thinking when you thought VCU was going to be the same Mariners?
Yeah. Every dog has his day.
I have a better question, Lamar. If Ace Baldwin hadn't been injured during in the second half, do you think the outcome would have been different?
No.
Because at the time, they were only trailing by four when Ace went out.
No.
When they came back, they were losing by 11.
The only reason I say this is because St. Mary's see Gonzaga a couple of times a year. And that was the only thing, that's why I say, because even though Gonzaga like a cakewalk team, they play in a soft conference to me, I feel, anyway. But St. Mary's a tough team, and they give Gonzaga hell all the time.
Yeah, but see, I made this prediction before all that
you
came.
You just wanted to be.
Before the tournament even.
The home team.
Yeah. That's solely on that. I wear that. I saw the Rutgers. I said, oh, VCU going to make it into the tournament. I didn't know who they was playing against.
No, but see, now, I mean, the only reason.
None of that mattered at that time.
No, I know, but I can understand to Mel. I do understand this one point, though, because why I felt you said VCU was going to go further than what they did was because they was actually on a 9-game winning streak at the time.
Yeah. So it was a bold prediction.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see why you wanted them to go further because of that long winning streak and the history of upsetting people or upsetting the apple cart in the past.
Yeah.
So I could see that point. But when I saw when Ace Baldwin, and one of their best leading scorers, 8-10 player of the year, by the way, when he went to the locker room, I knew at that point, I was like, my first thought was, Mel, this it's over. I'm sorry. It's about done.
It's okay. And it wasn't the first time I rooted for a Virginia team to go far and they didn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to eat that crow too the first time Virginia choked, but that's neither here nor there. it's all good. So hats off to you guys. So ladies and gentlemen, it is the Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J Sports Apparel. Kevin, Romar, Dad. Y'all want to shift gears to some football?
Yes. By all means.
All these the NFL free agency is out of control. We need to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We need to talk about Lamar Jackson.
Yo.
Okay.
It's
too much to go around in one day. I've already lost track of how many trades that went down.
All right, so y'all want to start with free agency?
Whatever you want. I don't care. It don't matter to me.
Okay, so
it's your choice.
I want to know how much the Jets go pay Aaron Rodgers and how far you think that he's going to go. I think they're going to empty the bank, but I don't think they're going to go anywhere.
they get them, they win that. I see them winning the AFC East.
You think so?
How, you think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, okay, I, so I, a playoff. So you say they're a playoff team?
Yeah, they would be.
Now, I'm on the fence about that.
Same.
I'm on the fence about that. And it's a to be determined for me. And let me explain why. Aaron Rodgers, the sooner the Jets can get this deal done, the more I believe, the more I'm on the side of, yeah, playoff team, probably in an AFC championship team. I can see it. The sooner he gets there, the longer this drags out, and the more reason for him to miss OTAs and miss on time with his new team so they can get used to them. They can get used to, vice versa. Get the playbook, get that cohesion down. The less time they have to do that, the more that's going to be a problem this season.
Hmm.
That's what it's all about to me, because yeah, he's getting Alan Lazard there, and they're trying to get Odell Beckham Jr. and a couple other guys, some of his some familiar pieces for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he still does not know this offensive line. He still does not know this offensive line coach. This offensive line has talent, but they have not been able to stay healthy, and the people they have coming up behind them have not done their quarterbacks no real service. Let's just be honest. I mean, yeah, they've had some bad quarterbacks, but they've had some horrible offensive line play, and mostly in part to them their inability to stay healthy. Aaron Rodgers got to get used to that field. Aaron Rodgers got to get used to, that training staff. And the same vice versa, that coach staff has to get used to Aaron Rodgers. So, the biggest holdup is what Green Bay wants in return for Aaron Rodgers versus how much New York wants to eat up, Aaron Rodgers' contract. Some has to give. Green Bay wants like Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, like trade compensation. Couple first rounders, couple mid rounders, probably a player or two. But you have to pay Aaron Rodgers $57 million before week one. Just don't want to pay all that and $60 million.
I wouldn't do that. To me, now Rodgers been in the league how many years?
12,
13, 14, something like that. Okay. Number one, yeah. See, you're going to give up all that money. You give all those draft picks. No, I think they can do a whole lot better than that. I wouldn't do the deal. But I guess they stuck their foot in it by now.
Yeah, the deal has to get done.
Okay.
But Green Bay ain't
going to
get
it done. But Green Bay, they
seem like
me, they own the cards.
They ain't going to get what they're asking for.
I said wouldn't do the deal.
They're eventually going to do it, but they don't have to do it right now.
I wouldn't do it at all. How many Super Bowl Aaron Rodgers got?
One.
Okay.
Is it?
Now, last year, I understand, he stuck up the joint last year.
Yeah, so either they do the deal with New York,
or
they have to pay Aaron Rodgers 59 point something odd million dollars.
Oh, Green Bay does?
Yes.
Okay, well, if I was New York, I wouldn't do the deal. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, New York's like, I'm not going to give up the number 13 pick this year.
No.
A first round pick next year. Another first or third this year, next year, and whatever.
So where are they right now? If
New York does not get Aaron Rodgers, they don't have a real contingency plan.
Rather go ahead and spend that 13th pick on the quarterback.
What, New York doesn't?
Yes. Is either that or is it New York or try to go after Lamar Jackson or somebody?
Well, now didn't the Ravens put a tag on Jackson $32 million though?
Yeah, that's a non-exclusive franchise that they can offer him a contract. And if the Ravens decide to match it, I mean, not decide to match it, then the Ravens get 2 first round draft picks. Nobody wants to do that. And coming to the studio on sports page, we got the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Hey, Mark, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing?
Oh, man, we doing awesome. We was talking about some college basketball earlier, and we talked about some NBA free agency NFL and Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers on situation. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, bro. I'm hanging in there.
Good, good. What do you, before we get, real quick, give me your thoughts on March Madness. I know you caught a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's what Madness is all about. Purdue, I thought, would be gone early. I didn't think it would be this early. Because I think that guy, Edie, he's like a mechanical robot to me.
That's it.
I don't think he's going to be much of a pro if he even gets drafted. They came to play. You know, Kennesaw State came to play. They just ran out of gas in the end yesterday. I was really into watching that game. You know, the UVA, there they go, messing around again.
Yep.
And got sent home.
Yep.
So, what people gotta realize is that you have, you get more parity into the college basketball. And, you know, it used to be when a tournament come on, you look at the odds, a team be favored by 30 and all that. Yeah, that's good. You know, that ain't the way it works anymore. These small mid majors is coming to play, bro. That's their one time to shine, and they taking advantage of it.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Mark, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, lot, man, I enjoyed that game last night. FDU, I was telling when the whistle blew, the start of that game, boy, they were on Purdue, boy, like roaches. I mean, they had the energy. They bought the energy. They came to play. And I think Eden is overrated. All he has to do is stand under the basket. That's all. And you take him away, like I said, I think FDU, they will really have manhandled these cats. But I think FDU came there with more energy. They figured that they could beat him. The coach said the more he was watching film, he said, yeah, I think we can beat this team. And that's where they came to play. And so I think they might even get out of the round of 32. I think they might go a little bit further. Sweet 16? You don't think so?
Maybe.
I don't see why not.
I can't.
Well, hold. They gonna play.
BCU juice.
Hold. BCU's gone.
Yeah,
okay.
But they ain't going to no Sweet 16.
You don't think they're going to, okay. Oh, so they'll play the one of Duke versus, what?
No, you're talking about FDU, right?
FDU.
They're playing Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic.
And they're a 9 seed. So that was another high.
That's who beat Tennessee last night.
Memphis.
Yes.
Right.
So, I mean.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen at this point. Right. As we've seen the last 2 days.
Anything can happen. And I knew that was going to be the case. That's what, I was like, there's no way I'm gonna get this.
I mean,
no one stood a chance of getting this right this year. Nobody.
I didn't even bother.
That's why Mill said I Tar Heeled out. Like right out the gate. That was the smartest move ever. And as we can see, when Mill posted elegantly 0 brackets out of 20 million.
I didn't even bother.
There was no point. All you had to do, look, buy some bags, some popcorn, just sit down and just watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mark, all right, and the rest of the guys, anybody bold enough to pick who's going to be in the Final Four? Final Four.
I'm bold enough to pick who's not going to be in the Final Four.
Like I said, you know, watching that game last night, the thing I got out of that was when they played FDU, one time that brother, that little guard, he took it to Edie. He wasn't even scared. I mean, this dude's 6'1". He took it on a layup. He said, man, this dude, there's no way he's not going to catch me. Uh-huh. He ain't athletic enough to do nothing else.
Yeah.
So they didn't have respect for him. You know, I mean, none. I still got, I'm going to be honest, University of Houston, a week and a half ago, I said they ain't going to the Final Four. Now I got Texas going to the Final Four. I got Gonzaga going to the Final Four. Who did I have on the other side? Well, I think Arizona blew that the day before. And who else did I have going on the other side? I got to see it, but
you got Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. Yeah,
you got Alabama.
Nah.
You don't have Alabama.
No.
Ooh. Ooh.
I got Houston, Alabama, Marquette.
Houston, Alabama, Marquette. Give me one more.
Give me Marquette. I root for Marquette. Go ahead, Shockers. Let's go, Shocker. Let's do this. Let me jump on this Marquette bandwagon.
That would be sweet.
Let me jump on this Marquette bandwagon.
Texas ranked what, four?
Oh God.
I think Texas ranked four, aren't they?
I gotta look.
And to me, I don't care.
Well, yeah.
They're going down.
Well, let's talk about the Marquette team a little bit. All right.
Okay.
Any team that cools back. This Kuzma Shaka spot is a dangerous team.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I'm not going to give you an argument there.
They play, he coached that defense.
Right? So they do play defense. Yeah, that's my point. That's why FDU.
And he gonna press you.
Well, see, that I'm going to tell you something. That's effective. Mm. You can wear a team down. You on them for 40 minutes. And also, you notice that FDU coach last night, they get a couple minutes in the game. Oh, he brought four players off the bench, right? Ooh. So they stay healthy. I mean, they stay fresh. Ready to pressure you, man. Remind me of that Patrick Beverly. Do you know the roach in the NBA?
Well, Texas is number two seed. So yeah.
So who y'all
I don't have a dog in the fight, so I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, me neither. I don't have a dog in the fight. I just knew that this was going to be one of the most craziest, most unpredictable NCAA tournaments we've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, you could kind of sense as the season went along because it's so much parity. And by the way,
that's a good point.
Think about it that way. I mean, because you kind of knew. And we've touched on it a little bit off and on through the weeks, that, you know, it could be one of those things. I don't know who called it. It might have been UWB that said, this might go a little bit unusual as far as it's no clear cut favorites. Like, you know, like South Carolina's women's. You got to shout out, Dawn Staley, man. Dawn Staley, man, is a beast.
Oh, that's my girl right there. Man, I love me some Dawn Staley.
Oh my God. She's the GOAT, man, for real.
Oh, Marquette. Oh, I'm gonna like this next matchup. Whoo, Marquette got to play Michigan State.
That's gonna be good.
Yes, this is going to be
good. You got Shaka versus Tom Izzo.
And I got Shaka. I mean, I'm looking at the comparisons right now. Michigan State 45% from the field, Marquette 48%. Michigan State is the better 3-point shooting team, 39% to 35%. Better free throw shooting team.
Now see, and this one of them should have come on at night. They got it at 5.
I don't know.
I'm saying this for the time wise, so I mean everybody's gonna watch it at night. They got it at 5:15 tomorrow.
I don't know. This is gonna be a good test for Marquette.
Oh, I mean the game itself on paper it looks great.
On paper right now from their seasonal stats, from what I see, Michigan State might knock them off. They got them a little bit better in offensive rebounds and free throw percentage and 3-point percentage. Not too much, but just by a little bit.
But defense wins.
Yes, defense does win. They average the same amount of fouls. They average the same amount of blocks. Now, where Marquette, like you said, defense wins. They average a little bit over 9 steals a game. That's where they're going to get them. Cause on paper, everything else points towards Michigan State. So I kind of like that. They play Michigan State next. Kentucky and Kansas State. Oh, that's going to be a good one. Think so? Kentucky's a 6 seed.